morning, everybody. Calling the meeting to order at 10:05 a.m. We are going to start. We have a new member of the board, Mr. Albert Gray. I'm going to ask him to stand and take the oath. Sir, if you could raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, and you will faithfully discharge the duties of the office as member of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Welcome to the board. Okay, we will follow that by reading a brief-ish introductory statement. This will go over how we're going to be proceeding with all cases today. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify in your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time, or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, we will now do the role of the board. Dr. Conrad is not here. Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Johnson is not here. Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Oh. Colonel overturned. Two colonels.
Here, ma'am.
Too many colonels. Colonel to the left, Colonel to the right. Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
And Chair is here. And we have a quorum. Okay. We will now call the case list. Everybody does know their case number? Case number 121-614.
It's your number, is it? What's the number again?
21-614.
The appellant did not check in with me.
Case number 2, 22-140.
Here.
North Haven? Case number 3, 21-601.
Issuing authority is present.
Is that the appellant? That we
do? Yep. Your case, sir?
21-601R?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Case number 4, 21-486.
Issuing authority is present.
Here.
Thank you. Case number 5, 23-212.
Appellant's here.
Case number 7, 21-724.
No.
Oh, yeah, missed one.
Yeah.
Too much writing on my sheet. 6, 21-567. Both parties, thank you. Now, case number 7, 21-724. Did we say the appellant's here?
Yeah, Ralph.
Case number 8 is withdrawn on my agenda.
07-073.
22-073 is withdrawn. Case number 9, 21-164.
Issuing authority.
Did you say 21-164?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, both parties. Case number 10, 22-179.
Issuing authority.
Okay, both parties, thank you. Case number 11, 21-585.
Issuing authority. He did not check in with me.
He has court today.
He has court today? Mm-hmm. Today. Mm-hmm. Case 12, 22-017.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is here.
Appellant is here. That is a Meriden case, just for the appellant. It's 22-017.
There it is.
Okay, case number 13, 20-522.
Yeah,
I understand the appellant is not coming, so we'll get there when we get there. Case number 14, 21-443.
Issuing authority.
Appellant's here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whoever the appellant was on that one, you're the last one that hadn't checked in yet. And that's 21-443. Thank you, sir. Okay, could anybody testifying today please stand and raise your right hand so that I can administer the oath?
If you're an appellant, you're gonna testify, sir.
Anybody who's gonna be talking to the board, please stand and raise your right hand if you're saying anything to us, unless you're a lawyer. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
Yes.
Okay, you may be seated.